This is Akashvani, the news read by Navanita Adhikari. In Jammu and Kashmir, relief and rescue operations are underway since last night as roads are closed down due to landslides following cloudburst in Seri Bagna area of Ramban district in Jammu region. Three people were killed in the incident, including two children and one old person. More than 100 people have been rescued. According to our correspondent, there have been heavy hailstorm, multiple landslides and gusty winds throughout last night in the Ramban region and the surrounding areas. The landslides and flash floods destroyed many properties in Ramban and also some vehicles along Srinagar-Jammu National Highway in Ramban area. Speaking to the media, Jammu Deputy SSP informed that NDRF and SDRF teams are conducting a joint operation to restore normalcy in the region.
यहाँ पे पुलिस एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन, सिविल एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन, एनडीआरएफ, एसडीआरएफ सारे मिलके और सिविल क्योरिटीज हमारी जो पुलिस के साथ एसोसिएशन है उनका, उसके अलावा बहुत खुशी की बात यह है कि सिविल लोग भी हमारे साथ मिलके काम कर रहे हैं. वो ये नहीं देख रहे हैं कि कौन है, जॉइंट एफर्ट्स लगा रहे हैं. और जिस तरह से दिन को सब ठीक लग रहा था कि मौसम ठीक हो जाएगा और कई जगहों पर हम क्लियरेंस भी कर चुके थे, लेकिन अभी आप बारिश दोबारा से शुरू हो गई है तो हमारा रेस्टोरेशन वर्क में थोड़ी सी प्रॉब्लम आ रही है. मुझे लगता है सुबह तक हम कुछ, अगर मौसम ठीक रहा तो इस वर्क को दोबारा से तेजी लाएंगे.
Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast thunderstorms and lightnings with gusty winds at isolated places over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad tomorrow. In Ladakh, weather conditions have turned hazardous with incessant snowfall and sleet since yesterday, paralyzing the normal life. Road transport as well as air connectivity have remained affected, causing inconvenience to the people and the tourists. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to arrive in Jeddah on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia on Tuesday, marking the first visit by an Indian leader to Saudi Arabia's commercial hub in over four decades. The high-profile visit underscores the remarkable transformation of India-Saudi relations from modest beginnings to a comprehensive strategic partnership spanning economic, defense, and cultural dimensions. The festival of Easter is being celebrated across the world today. It signifies the resurrection of Jesus Christ after his crucifixion and death at Calvary on Good Friday. In Canada, a prominent Gurdwara in Vancouver was vandalized with pro-Khalistan graffiti overnight, sparking outrage among the local Sikh community. The incident occurred at the Khalsa Diwan Society Gurdwara, commonly known as the Ross Street Gurdwara. The Gurdwara administration shared images on the platform X showing the word Khalistan spray painted in several locations. In a statement, the Khalsa Diwan Society condemned the act, describing it as a deliberate attempt to spread fear and division within the community. It said that a few extremists are undermining the dreams and sacrifices of our elders who worked tirelessly to build a thriving community in a country that celebrates diversity and freedom. Russia and Ukraine have conducted the largest prisoner exchange of the war today since the beginning of the conflict between both the nations in February 2022. This happened during a short Easter ceasefire declared by Putin. Around 500 soldiers were freed, including some who were injured. The United Arab Emirates helped broker this deal. This exchange took place while peace talks between the two countries remained stalled. India kicked off their campaign at the Asian Under-15, Under-17 Boxing Championships in Amman, Jordan, with two dominant wins on the opening day. Hardik Daya in the 43kg category and Rudraksh Singh in the 46kg category secured commanding victories in the preliminary round, marking a strong start for the Indian team. In IPL T20 cricket, Chennai Super Kings set a target of 177 runs against Mumbai Indians in Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai. Earlier put into bat, Chennai scored 176 runs for 5 in 20 overs. In another match today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Punjab Kings by 7 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.